Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again, ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together. And we have a lot of ground to cover on this Monday, including the Falcons got their man. And based on this number, that could be good news. Plus, Georgia offensive coordinator Todd Monken either really wants the NFL or he really wants a nice raise. That and the Braves might have found Beham 2.0. I'll explain coming up. But first, let me remind you, we're brought to you by The Rhodes Group. The Rhodes Group is my personal insurance agency and a great local company. I've worked with The Rhodes Group now for the last several years, and their goal for me when I got in touch with them was to save me money. And I didn't understand the whole insurance game, but here's how it works. Their goal, if you have a great insurance agency, is to shop your rates pretty consistently from your home to your auto to find you the best, not only insurance coverage, but at the best price. And if you get in touch with the Rhodes Group, they're going to do up to 10 insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes. So I'll tell you, they've saved me over a couple of $1,000s going back over the last couple of years by shopping my home and car rates. They can do the same for you if you go to the Rhodes Group website and find out more. Now, Clayton Rhodes and his group do a phenomenal job of doing two things: getting you the best coverage and doing it at the best price. Go to rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. That's a landing page. They can do 10 quotes in up to 10 minutes. You can also call them directly at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. So we're down to one more game in the NFL season until the most interesting offseason, maybe in Falcons history, gets underway. Now, before we talk about that, the Chiefs have opened as a 2.5-point favorite in the Super Bowl. That action quickly swung to the Eagles, who are now a 2.5 or 2-point favorite, depending on where you look. The total for Super Bowl 57 opened at 51. It's now sitting at 49.5. So that's the remainder of the football season. For Falcon fans, their weekend started with the news of their new defensive coordinator hire, Ryan Nielsen, on Friday night, who worked as the Saints' defensive line coach and their co-defensive coordinator. Nielsen's been with the Saints since 2017, primarily as the D-line coach. But as I said, he was recently promoted to the co-DC. He had a relationship with Falcons GM Terry Fontenot when they were in New Orleans, so that was a good place to start. Since 2017, the Saints have recorded 281 sacks, which is second most in the entire league over that span. The Saints have finished in the top four also in run defense in four of those 5 years, so it's been a really good defense. I saw where Saints beat writer Jeff Duncan wrote about the loss of Nielsen. It's a big loss for the Saints. He's one of the best defensive coaches in the league and was responsible for developing a number of the Saints' young defensive linemen in recent years, including Trey Hendrickson and Carl Granderson. Now, in addition to adding Nielsen, the Falcons also made some changes. They fired their defensive line coach, Gary Emanuel, their outside linebacker coach, Ted Montecchino, and their secondary coach, John Hope. There was also a story that said the Falcons were trying to work out a contract with veteran defensive coach Jerry Gray to join Nielsen on his staff. Gray's been with the Packers the last 3 years as a DB coach, pass game coordinator. He coached with Arthur Smith way back in 2007, 2008 in Washington. And the Falcons had interviewed Jerry Gray for the DC job, so that could be a good get added to the staff. Now, I told you Nielsen's been with the Saints since 2017. In that time, the Saints have 281 sacks. Keep that number in mind, 281. The Falcons sack numbers, let's say not as good. Falcons sack numbers going back the last 6 or 7 years, Falcons had 21 sacks this past season, 18 in 2021. The Falcons had 29 sacks back in 2020 and just 28 in 2019. In fact, the Falcons haven't cracked the 30 sack mark since 2018 when they had 37. And the high water mark in that time since 2017, the Falcon defense had 39 sacks in that season of 2017, which is the most they've had since 2004 when they had 48 sacks. Now, the Saints, they had 48 sacks this season. They had 46 sacks in 2021. The Saint defense had 45 sacks in 2020. They had 51 sacks in 2019 and 49 sacks in 2018. Their five-year low was 42 sacks back in 2017. Their defense in New Orleans has averaged 46 sacks a season since Ryan Nielsen came in as the defensive line coach in that 2017 campaign. The Falcons, conversely, have averaged just 34 sacks a season since 2017 and an abysmal 25 sacks a season in the last 3 years. Maybe Ryan Nielsen can be the guy to unlock that magical number of at least 40 sacks, and gosh forbid one day, maybe the Falcons can put together a 50-sack season. We'll talk about Georgia's offensive coordinator interviewing for a couple of NFL jobs in a moment. But first, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of taking you all out there to the biggest games to see your favorite teams play on the road. You're a Braves fan, a Falcons fan, you're a Georgia fan, a Tech fan, Atlanta United. Our goal is to take you on the road to combine 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations with game tickets, meet and greets, cool experiences, all set up by the trip coordinating staff at Atlanta Sports Trips. And right now we have a trip on the books to Clearwater, Florida in March for Braves spring training. You can be there with us for 3 nights at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, a beautiful 5-star hotel. And we're going to take care of transportation to get you from the hotel to see the Braves and the Pirates in Bradenton with a couple of very cool experiences along the way that you're going to want to be a part of. We are down to 2 rooms available. We have very limited room availability, just 2 rooms left. You can grab one of them at atlsportstrips.com. That's atlsportstrips.com. So news came out that Georgia offensive coordinator Todd Monken was reportedly expected to interview with the Tampa Bay Bucks this week for their open job at offensive coordinator. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but Monken did interview with the Ravens for their OC job last week. Now, there's always been talk that Monken wants to go back to the NFL, and maybe that's the case. But, folks, I can't find one advantage for Monken leaving Georgia for either Tampa or Baltimore, unless the quarterback situation at Baltimore is solidified, which I'll talk about in a moment. But if you did Georgia versus Tampa, Tom Brady's probably gone from the Bucs. Todd Bowles could be gone after next season. Georgia will pay whatever Tampa can pay, and maybe a dollar more. And Monken realizes just even interviewing with a team in the NFL is going to get him a raise, so it makes sense. There's nothing for him to lose. But I think Georgia's situation just offers him more stability than anything in Tampa. How about the Baltimore situation? Lamar's future is uncertain. They have a lack of offensive weapons. They always lean on defense when it comes to spending assets and money. And again, Georgia will pay every bit as much as the Baltimore Ravens might. And honestly, Georgia might pay more. So then you talk about the schedule, the coach's schedule and the recruiting. Now, that's what Twitter told me when I said I can't find an advantage for Monken to leave for either one of those jobs. Maybe the schedule would be a little lighter in the NFL, but my understanding is Monken does not recruit very much. He kind of is the closer when it comes to quarterbacks. So his schedule's a lot more open than typical college assistants. He rarely has to meet with the media. He's the highest paid assistant in college football, and I think he's going to get a raise. He's in a great situation. I would leave for the perfect, whatever that looks like in the NFL, the perfect NFL situation. And to meet Tampa and Baltimore, that ain't it. Oh, we'll talk about the Braves finding a new piece to their puzzle in a moment after I remind you we're brought to you by the Daily Draft. That's my go-to sports bar in downtown Woodstock for a reason. I love having a multi-level sports viewing paradise that I brag about because there's great views of every game you want to watch. If you're going for the big game coming up next Sunday here in 13 days, no better spot than the Daily Draft. Again, great views everywhere. This 9-foot movie-sized screen in the heart of the Daily Draft. This great technological marvel where you have a couch 5 feet in front of that. That's the best real estate in the joint. Well, you can combine that with a chef-inspired menu, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps. It's all in one place at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Again, downtown Woodstock, Main Street. Check them out on their website, thedailydraft.net, or you can follow on their social channels on Instagram or on Facebook. Do you guys remember a few years back when the Braves signed Billy Hamilton, who really couldn't do much except run and maybe play some defense? Billy Hamilton was signed for the Braves to just steal a base late in the game, and if they needed a defensive replacement, well, that was his job. The Braves might have found somebody who could fill that role, if not now, maybe later on in the season. And it's a very small, sort of like not even attention-grabbing signing, but the Braves signed Magnus Sierra to a minor league contract with an invite to spring training. Sierra is 26 years old, played in 45 games with the Angels last season. The slash line is not impressive. Hit 165/200, .242. He had 5 RBIs, but he had 6 stolen bases and 7 runs scored. Sierra offers 2 things: great speed, and he can also play all the outfield positions. It's a pickup in January, February you won't pay much attention to, and it might not turn into anything for the Braves because my guess is he doesn't make the team out of spring training. But you can play him in the minors. Last season he slashed .297, .358, and .795 in minor league AAA baseball with Salt Lake with 7 home runs, 45 RBI, but he stole 22 bases and scored 49 runs. He's one of those guys that you can leave down in the minors, and then when we get to the point in the season where you start thinking about things like postseason rosters and where can you have an advantage in the postseason, stealing a base late. Keep that guy in mind later on down the road, a Billy Hamilton type who offers an advantage if you're in a tie game in the ninth inning and you want to go try to get yourself a base or a guy who can score from first. Little signing today, maybe bigger dividends paid down the road. All right, if you guys would, please hit the subscribe button for me now, just to guarantee you get the pod waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m. I will talk to you this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 2 o'clock. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.